My name is Al Kagan. I'm a local activist working with AWARE, the anti-war, anti-racism effort. The creation of terrorism. President Bush often claims that the terrorists hate freedom and our way of life, but such statements further his political agenda rather than address the real world. Instead of a massive and violent reaction to bin Laden's reprehensible and criminal actions, we should be seriously responding to his articulated grievances, which resonate in the Muslim world and attract followers to his cause. Millions of people remain outraged by three strands of U.S. foreign policy. The first was the long-standing international sanctions against Iraq and the regular bombing of military installations, not less than every 2 weeks, resulting in the deaths of hundreds of thousands of civilians. The second was overwhelming U.S. support of Israel's policy, resulting in reducing Palestinian living conditions to the level of poverty only seen in the very poorest countries. And the third was stationing U.S. troops in the Middle East, especially in Islamic holy places. Let's at least acknowledge the force of these political arguments. The basic thrust of U.S. foreign policy remains the same as before 9/11. Reasoned criticism of Israel's policies has often been branded as anti-Semitism, but I would rather characterize it as enlightened self-interest. We must come to grips with the fact that U.S. diplomatic, military, and economic support for Israel's destruction of Palestinian life has increased. But the most threatening development is the U.S. assault on the people of Iraq. The initial war was horrendous, but the current policies are even worse. The attack on Fallujah has almost completely destroyed the city. How will the returning civilians be able to pick up their lives if their homes, jobs, and city infrastructure are gone? Perhaps 100,000 people are dead from the U.S. war against Iraq, and no one knows how many thousands more are seriously wounded, both physically and mentally. There can be no justification. Not only has the war outraged the Iraqi people, but it must logically lead to creating a vast number of unemployed, bitter people who are ready to do anything to kill the invaders. It is clear that some number of other bitter people from the rest of the Islamic world have also found their way to Iraq. Finally, let's remember the history. Do we ever see any news reports in the mainstream press that remind us of the U.S. support of the Mujahideen and bin Laden to drive the Soviet Union out of Afghanistan? Do we remember the U.S. support of Saddam Hussein against his rivals in Iran? Do we think that all those U.S. dollars in aid to these tyrants accomplished nothing? The U.S. is facing blowback, attacked by those who were formerly allies. The way to defeat terrorism is to address its root causes, not by more military actions. The only way to make the world a safer place is to make it more just. To do that, we need a mass movement to change U.S. foreign policy. Contact AWARE, the anti-war, anti-racism effort, at www.anti-war.net to work for peace.